children. Lifeblood of the old succession of Cadmus. Why this throng of you here, crouching before my altars, with these olive branches wreathed in twists of wool for holy offering? Thebes chokes in fumes of incense. The city sobs with suppliant chanting to the god and dirges for the dead. It's plain this is no time for me to wait for news behind closed doors. My children, here I am. Mine is the world-honored name of Oedipus. Now you, old man, speak up. You look like one whose words must carry weight. What is the mood here? Are you frightened? Or have you some pressing need? Let me help in any way I can. I'd have a heart of flint not to pity such petitioning.
Great Oedipus, our king, in whom resides the power of our land, look at us. Take note, as we rally to your altars, of the span of generations before you. These fledglings still reaching for the strength to fly the nest. And old men, priests, stiff with age, among them myself, a priest of Zeus. Plus, here, the pick of our lads not yet wed. And mark that elsewhere you'll find the same scene, both the market squares and by the two shrines of Pallas Athene and the river oracle of the Isthmus, where Apollo whispers omens in the embers of his ashen shrine. Everywhere it's dense with votive branches, borne by a city on its knees. Our ship of state tilts, lurches, and see, now, she lists, she can no longer crest the blood-spewed heaving of the flood of death. Stricken are the crops, blighted in the husk, stricken our herds, all they breed is carrion. And the wombs of women, their burdens, stillborn. Worst, the flaring god, blistering plague, stabs down, gutting the town with fever. We are finished. The house of Cadmus bequeathed to the dust, a wealth of wailing, to Hades' dark halls. Now, I, these children, we all come to pray at your gates. We're not setting you up as some kind of god, but we know this much, that whether it comes to a mundane crisis or some unseen and baneful visitation, you are the man. On your way to our city, you lifted the vile tribute levied on us by that bestial spellbinder with no guidance or deep lore from us. They say it was the touch of a god upon you then that put us back on our feet. We think so. Now again, we beg you, trusting in your force of will unequaled in the eyes of all, find some means of relief from whatever source, god-inspired insight or human counsel. The way I see it, one can best measure a man's good judgment by the tangible experience he has. Oedipus, greatest of us, do something to give us back our city. Be mindful of your glory. Today we still acclaim you our redeemer for your efforts in the past, but do not let it be said of your reign in years to come, we prospered and then fell. Secure a future for the land to thrive in. Once at least your propitious star was bright for us too. Now match your own example. You rule here. But do you govern a land to live in, or a desert? A tall city tenanted only by the winds for neighbors is like a cruel ship adrift. It is nothing.
My poor children, truly, my heart went out to you all before you reached out to me today. I'm well aware of your afflictions. But, afflicted as each of you may be, none plumbs the depth of my own affliction. You each go home to cradle your own pain and no one else's, but my soul opens to the common hurt, my hurt and your hurt. You have not just dragged me from dreamless sleep. I salt each night with tears, picking my way through mental labyrinths of wrong turnings and dead ends. Just one remedy has emerged from all this, which I've applied. I've sent Creon, son of Manicius and my wife's brother, to the oracle of Apollo at Delphi, to ask what deed or word of mine may save this city. And in fact, my calculation had him back by today. It's quite worrying.